I'm Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Body Language. If in doubt, sit it out. That's the advice that many doctors, especially neurologists, give to athletes who sustain a concussion, followed by this sobering admonishment. You only get one brain, so treat it well. And brain health is one of the primary concerns of our next guest, Dr. Laura Balcar, co-director of the new Concussion Center at the New York University Langone Medical Center, which was established to provide comprehensive care, a team approach, for patients with concussions. Dr. Balcar, welcome to Body Language.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
The obvious question is, why did you create the Concussion Center?
Well, we created the Concussion Center to serve as a multidisciplinary approach to our patients who present with mild traumatic brain injury or head trauma. And the most common setting for this often is related to sports. However, there are other settings in which patients may have mild head trauma or traumatic brain injury or concussion. And so therefore, those patients may not only benefit from seeing a primary provider, say in neurology, rehab medicine, sports medicine, but importantly over the longer term, neuropsychology is important to these patients, and also neuroimaging and other disciplines to be involved.
Dr. Balcar, I was amazed to learn, according to the World Health Organization, that traumatic brain injury is the leading cause of death and disability in children and young adults around the world. I would suspect that may be related in part to vehicle accidents, and I include a vehicle as anything with wheels. Is that a fair assumption on my part?
I think that's a fair assumption. Certainly motor vehicle accidents, and also you mentioned wheeled vehicles, bicycles, skateboards, and the like.
Well, it's funny you should mention that. I live in San Francisco, and every time I walk around a corner, I peek first. I know that sounds crazy. However, sidewalks have become new bicycle lanes, and they're also filled with lots of people on wheels, skateboards, roller skates, motorized wheelchairs, Segways. It's a jungle out there.
Yes, it sure is.
What has changed in terms of public consciousness about concussion in the last several years? And I guess I'm referring to the very, very dramatic stories about athletes, especially in football, who've sustained concussions.
Right. Well, there will always be somewhat dramatic stories, and what we've really learned is that there is a very, very broad spectrum to concussion. You no longer require the definition to include loss of consciousness, for example. And so we're very cautious, even in the athlete who's had, you know, a mild injury who hasn't lost consciousness but has a neurological symptom. So really any head trauma or even thrusting of the head backward, called whiplash, in the setting of a neurological symptom or not feeling right can be a concussion.
Well, I've had a personal experience with this, at least my wife did. Tony jumped on the horse one morning and rode across the creek, as she always does, and I noticed that the horse came up the other side of the creek without her. I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. Oh, yes. So she walked in the house a few minutes later and smiled and said, "Where's Poof?" Well, Poof was our cat that died 5 years ago. I said, Poof is dead.
Right.
And she broke down into tears and started crying hysterically and then sort of woke up and went about her business. And a couple minutes later, she said, "Where's Poof?"
Wow.
I went, uh-oh, there's something really wrong here. And she had no recollection of what had happened. I called our HMO and they said, "Bring her in quickly." And they sat Tony down in a dark room, put a flashlight in her eye, and gave her four unrelated sort of nonsense words to remember.
Right, absolutely.
And that has something to do with what, continuous memory?
Right, so working memory. And your wife's example, certainly you had no doubt in your mind that she had suffered, you know, a concussion and something had happened to her when she did fall off that horse. And there are more subtle cases where we may not be as aware or as sure that something has happened. And thus, the tests you're mentioning, certainly the tests that test cognition called the Standardized Assessment of Concussion or the SAC, and there's also a balance test called the BESS, and those are part of a sideline or an assessment in the acute setting. Then there are newer tests of rapid number naming as well that are being checked out for research purposes. And so there are new ways to also, in addition to, your impression. So none of these tools that you mentioned or that I mentioned really take the place of the judgment of a healthcare professional, someone on the sidelines, a trainer, a parent, a spouse, in saying, you know, there's something not right with the individual, but they can help us out in the more subtle cases.
Our guest is Dr. Laura Balcar, co-director of the New Concussion Center at the New York University Langone Medical Center, which was established to provide comprehensive care, a true team approach for patients with concussions. Let's talk about some of the symptoms of a concussion that people should look out for, especially symptoms that may follow an impact or sudden or sharp movement of the head. What might those be in terms of, let's say, consciousness, first of all?
Right. Well, certainly not everyone loses consciousness, and patients may have everything from a headache, which is very common, you know, caused by many different things, to dizziness, not feeling right, having difficulty with their vision, seeing stars. Some athletes report that.
Oh, yes.
That,
ring my
for
bell.
Instance. Right, exactly. And so, and also, as you point out with the ring my bell, people may call it different things. They may call them zingers or getting your bell rung, or may not come in and say, I've had a concussion.
Are there situations where people are just not thinking clearly, perhaps lose the ability to concentrate or remember new information? It's been described as, what, feeling like I'm in a fog.
Right. No, absolutely. All of those can be symptoms of a concussion as well.
What are some of the physical symptoms that an individual may experience and that may be obvious to, well, perhaps an individual like me who's encountering that person? Or, you know, sort of key words that one should listen for.
Right. Well, as you point out, the person may look fine on first glance and maybe conversant, and yet you might look for, you know, like in your wife's case, they don't seem to remember well. They don't seem to make new memories. They seem to
regress.
Have difficulty. Right, exactly. But many times patients look just fine. They say they're fatigued and they don't feel right. And that's why it's important, because concussion's not so much a structural injury. Like, often the CAT scans and MRI scans are going to be just fine. It's more of a metabolic injury to the brain that for several days, usually a couple weeks or so, just the brain chemicals aren't quite doing what they should be in that person. And so they could look fine and yet still have subtle symptoms, and it's important to have that time out.
My understanding is that one should be aware of mood swings. Perhaps the individual is irritable, sad, nervous, or they have unexplained anxiety. All of these would seem to be a key, you know, sort of adding them up and picking up the phone and making the call immediately, because perhaps the individual may not be in a position to take appropriate care of themselves, or they may be in denial.
Right. Well, that's absolutely right. And so often after a concussion, the patient themselves may not be the person who's able to judge how they're feeling, and yet the observers around them notice that something's different. And all the things you describe, them being not themselves, et cetera, can be signs and symptoms.
Well, I know there have been several cases where people have died after sustaining head injuries during skiing from hitting a tree. And very often they'll say, no, I'm fine. It's just a little, you know, it's going away. And there have been several cases where individuals have, okay, that's fine. You know, if you're feeling okay, I guess we really shouldn't be concerned. But one should be concerned. I mean, these folks need to be observed.
Right, and we do have to take into account what's the mechanism of the injury. Certainly hitting a tree skiing would warrant, you know, even more investigation, you know, than somebody where you're able to witness that it's a relatively mild event. But caution's always the rule. Observation's important. Having a healthcare provider involved is really key.
And our guest has been healthcare provider Dr. Laura Balcar, co-director of the New Concussion Center at the New York University Langone Medical Center. Dr. Balcar, thank you so much for joining us today on Body Language.